Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really happy to have Cherry Leadon with me for the first time. Cherry is the CEO of Gold Bowl Resources. She has a bachelor's in science and an MAIG. I'm not sure what that is. She's Australian, so maybe she can explain that to me. Previously, she was at Rio Tinto and Lion Ore. Cherry has 20 years of experience proudly promoting a responsible mining industry. The past 10 years as at the CEO level, she was the founder and former CEO of Battery Minerals, as well as founder of a private natural resource project generation company, NV Resources, and local director for Hog Ranch Minerals, Inc., formerly Rex Minerals Limited. Cherry has been Nevada gold focused and based there for the past 5 years. She has a track record of negotiating and executing win-win business transactions with Fortune 500 companies. So she's played in the big leagues. I can tell you that Gold Bull Resources is a stock that I purchased from my personal account in the market several weeks back. And when I learned about it from Cherry at a Metals Investor Forum event in Vancouver. It is also a stock that is covered in my newsletter, Jay Taylor's Gold Energy and Tech Stocks. Before I say hello to Cherry, I should tell you that the shares trade in Canada under the symbol GBRC. You can buy them in the States, as I have, under GBRCF. There's 98.3 million shares out there and less than 5 cents a share, for goodness sakes. I purchased mine at twice that price. So it's got a market cap of less than $5 million. So, you know, either this company is grossly undervalued and you stand to make a huge profit, or somebody is just not adding – things don't add up. Let's put it that way. Thank you for joining me, Cherry.
Thank you, Jay. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
It's really good to have you, and it's really great to hear that Australian accent as well. I was just looking at your bio. Your bachelor's of science and MAIG. What is that? What kind of a degree is that? I'm not familiar.
That is a member of the Australian Institute of Geoscientists, which basically a measure of credibility.
Okay, very good. Well, my ignorance is cured in that regard. Thank you for helping me out with that. I'm so glad you could join us today. Unlike most other exploration stories talked about on this show and companies covered in this in my newsletter, you guys actually have a resource, and I think it's 433,000 ounces in the indicated category and another 61,000 or so in the inferred category. And recently, you completed an economic scoping study. Can you share with our listeners the results of that study?
Yeah, absolutely, Jay. Well, as you mentioned, today we're essentially valued as an exploration company with no gold resource, no permits, no scoping study. So we feel that we're in deep bargain territory because we purchased the project from Newmont in December of 2020. It came with over $20 million worth of data and about $10 million in addition to that worth of permits and permitting surveys. And since we acquired the project, we've drilled 57 holes for 11,000 meters. We've grown the resource by 60% since we acquired the project. And a couple of weeks ago, we put out some scoping study numbers, which is essentially a preliminary economic assessment, or a PEA. Uh-huh. And in that study, we only looked at half our resource. So we only looked at 250,000 ounces above the water table, literally sitting at the surface gold. And we looked at a study that would mine 35,000 ounces per annum. And that study has produced an incredible IRR of 99%, $77 million NPV, and with a relatively low capex of $28 million with a one-year payback. So for us, that just put some numbers on the project. And when you've got a $5 million market cap, we didn't previously have any economics. And that was basically to illustrate, look, this is the economics just looking at 250,000 ounces. We think we've just scratched the surface here. But even at the current resource, this project should get a re-rate.
Yeah. I mean, even though the $77 million NPV is in Canadian dollars, that's $50 million or something like that in U.S. money.
$77 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, even better. So anyway, you got a 77 million dollar NPV from this study. Your market cap is $5 million. And you have $20 million worth of data from Newmont that you acquired with the purchase of this project from Newmont. Of course, that, you know, those are okay. That gives you a lot of intellectual, a lot of intelligence about how you're going to explore and develop this this project. Can you talk? Well, I guess maybe before you talk about the exploration, what are your thoughts then with regard to this economic study? Are you thinking of actually putting it into production, generating cash flow that can be used for extensive exploration work, or what is the strategy?
All right, so the next step is to finish the PEA, which is the final report's due in a few weeks. Then our board's going to meet to make a call on exactly that, because for us, the end game certainly isn't, you know, small-scale 35,000-ounce grain operation.
No.
However, it's also quite attractive that, you know, you could potentially be printing $20 million profit per annum that you could reinvest in exploration rather than continually go to the market and dilute our shareholders. So we're going to have that debate at the board level, and there's pros and cons of both. But for us, it would be very much a stepping stone to essentially self-fund the grander exploration story, and certainly not the end game.
Well, I understand that this is a relatively simple project. I believe it's all oxides. It's right on surface. You say
exactly.
Even that above the water table. You probably, I don't know. I mean, you know as well as I that so many little junior mining companies that try to go into production stub their toe. They have a lot of trouble. You know, what's the confidence level? And maybe this is the kind of thing that your board will be talking about. What's the confidence level that you could actually make this thing fly and generate that kind of cash flow? You know, really make it happen, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, I'd say we have a high degree of confidence. The next step would obviously be a more detailed feasibility study to answer some of the uncertainties. However, this PEA was based on over 2,000 drill holes. There's much more data on this project than your average junior, courtesy of Newmont going in there and doing the world-class environmental studies and hydrogeological studies. So a lot of the expensive and long-lead baseline surveys have been done. So this is very much a conventional heat leach processing, as you mentioned, all oxide, all sitting at the surface, very low strip ratio, 1.6 to 1. So it's really essentially like a little quarry operation, and then you put the rock on the heat leach and you extract the gold. So there's nothing really complex about it. It's just more of a matter, the question is going to be more, is this a distraction to the bigger story, or is this going to be the enabler to allow us to effectively explore and get a multi-million ounce deposit? I've started up small-scale operations in the past, and they have led to the bigger picture. And I've also seen other companies where it's a distraction, because while you're starting that up, you're not really focused on the multi-million-ounce discovery. So there's certainly pros and cons to both, and the board will be debating both scenarios.
Yeah. What about permitting in terms of getting this into production? I know Nevada's not the worst. It's not necessarily the easiest either. But did you say anything about? I mean, you'd have to go through permitting process to do the leach pads and all that, right?
Yeah, we believe we could permit under what's under called an EA versus an EIS, and that's because we'll have a small footprint of much less than 600 acres. And the reason why we focused only on 250,000 ounces was because that's all well above the water table, and it's all 100% oxide. So when you stay above the water table, that also makes permitting easy. You've got to, there's no pit lakes and that kind of thing. So we believe that the permitting will be rapid for a small-scale operation. I wouldn't say a large-scale operation is rapid in Nevada, but based on experience, small-scale operations above the water table with a small surface disturbance, we don't have any known environmental sensitivities or any cultural sensitivities, courtesy of all those surveys. And we know where our water table is, again, courtesy of the Newmont hydro data. So I do believe getting this thing up and running into operation would be quick, circa 1 year from a permitting time frame guess point.
Yeah. Well, I guess most importantly then, you indicated you've had some experience in putting small-scale projects into production. Maybe you could just very quickly go over your management team and advisors that you have, and also then – while you're on that topic, with respect to one of your advisors, the geology, as I recall, is considered very similar to the sleeper project, the sleeper mine, the gold mine that I was had something to do with, as a lender many, many years ago, not far from you, where your project is. Could you just talk a little bit about what you see the potential for exploration on this project, and also just touch on your touch on your management team?
Sure. I'll start with our management team. We're led by our chairman, Craig Parry. And Craig and I used to work at Rio Tinto together about 20 years ago now. And Craig has just been involved with a number of serial successes recently, NextGen, Uranium, ISO Energy, Skeena. The list goes on. He's really done well for himself, relocated to Vancouver, and is head of Inventor Capital now. So Craig is the chairman, and I'm the CEO. I'm also ex-Rio Tinto, and after working for Rio Tinto, I've worked for a number of mid-tier companies and also founded a number of listed entities. A couple of the projects that I've been involved with over the years are now producing assets. And our technical team are also ex-majors, either BHP or Rio Tinto. And we're essentially a big company, big deposit mindset people working, you know, essentially on a shoestring without the bureaucracy of a big company, trying to find world-class deposits in Nevada. We feel like the U.S. is vastly underexplored given the mineral wealth, and we specialize in finding deposits undercover, so essentially Australian IP deployed on U.S. soil. And we've been over here for a couple of years. I relocated to Nevada about 5 years ago. And our board has also got a wealth of experience. We've also got the CEO of Skeena, Walt Coles, on our board. And what they've achieved at SK Creek is essentially what we're trying to replicate over here in Nevada. From an advisory perspective, we're really blessed to have people like John Wood assisting us. John discovered Sleeper, and Sleeper is just up the road. It's about 20 miles north of Sandman, and it was one of the highest grade deposits ever mined in the state. And we've got very similar rocks, very similar geology, and John's recognized that, and he's advising us essentially where to put our drill holes, looking for a multi-million ounce high-grade Sleeper gold discovery. We've also got another independent expert named Simon Meldrum, who's another epithermal expert. And both these chaps have looked at a lot of epithermal projects all over the world, and they're both saying Sandman needs more holes. There's more gold to be found. Essentially, the more you drill, the more ounces you will define. So we're certainly listening to our independent advisors such as John and Simon. And in addition to those chaps, we do have other experts with respect to permitting and government relations, such as Debbie Strusacker in Nevada.
All right. We're just about out of time, but I want to ask you about financing. You're going to need to raise some money, no doubt, I think. And would there be opportunities for accredited investors?
Absolutely. So I would encourage accredited investors to sign up for our mailing list. So that way they'll be the first to know when we're about to do a financing, and they can get in touch with our company directly to get involved when we do our next financing. Where there are no immediate plans to do financing, we have cash in the bank at the moment, and we're not currently come raise. We think the market's pretty weak right now and very, very much undervalued. So there's no financing imminent, but please do sign up on our mailing list, goldbull.ca, and you'll be the first to know about future financings.
Well, I guess you are undervalued just based on the metrics that we talked about. Assuming those that economic study turns out to be accurate, and I guess you'll be doing a little more in-depth work in that regard. But, Cherry, it's really looks like a great opportunity. I mean, this is it's not unusual for junior mining companies that have great management teams to make people a lot of money. And of course, that's what we try to do with our sponsors in this show. I want to thank you so much. Well, maybe just in closing, people should then just, what should they be watching for? Do you have any more exploration results coming or anything else that might be in the news anytime soon?
We have our PEA due in a few more weeks. So that will go through our economics in a lot more detail. And, you know, we need a shift in the gold sentiment. We saw just the bounce yesterday, like just a small shift in gold sentiment, I think is going to make the biggest difference in our industry because that's really what's taken our market cap down in the last 6 months. So I'm bullish on gold, and I think when we see that shift in gold sentiment, you're going to see the companies that have existing ounces in the ground will be the ones that re-rate first. So fingers crossed that the gold has a rally, and in the meantime, we're also looking at friendly M&A activity to roll up other undervalued gold assets out with a Nevada focus.
All right, very good. Well, thank you. Cherry, we'll have to leave it go at that, but we'll look to keep up with this story as it unfolds. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for your time, Jay.